Dr. Rajiv Fernando is one of the top infectious disease doctors in New York at Bellevue Hospital. Dr. Fernando, I got Johnson & Johnson last Tuesday. At first, I was brushing my shoulders off, and I was like, yeah, one and done.
She was so braggy. She was so boastful when she got that shot, Doc. Now we're making sure that she doesn't explode or anything like that, right? Is that what I'm looking for?
So with Johnson & Johnson, so far we've had about 6 cases out of 7.5 million. That's what we have so far. There's been one death so far. Pfizer and Moderna also had some clots, haven't been spoken about. But, you know, Johnson & Johnson, this is what everyone's been talking about right now.
Here's the thing that I keep about, and I'm wondering if you have any insight on it, because it really was the women in that small kind of age group that it had a lot to do with if they were on birth control. Is that like an internet myth, or do you think that's a real thing?
No, I don't think that's a real thing, but certainly I'm glad you brought up a really good point. There's no data at this point, but it really begs a discussion to say, well, since they're all in women, you know, could hormones actually play a role? There's nothing, no data at this point, but certainly being investigated to see what that is.
Doctor, so it seems to me like that there's side effects with everything. And I think for the most part, we always accepted that for a long time. But is it because of the unrelenting media scrutiny now, because we've placed such an unfair burden? Nothing in life is perfect, right? I mean, especially something that we don't understand like this.
Of course, you're absolutely right, Raven, on this. So people go for surgeries all the time. And, you know, when you're going in for the surgery, the surgeon, it's his duty to tell the patient, you know, these are the complications. You could die. You can have clots, all kinds of things. And you see the risks for general surgeries and normal day-to-day surgeries. You know, you get much more complications from that. Simply one out of 7.5 million. You know, obviously, no one wants to be that one person, but you really have to look at the whole picture. And what's also important to understand is if we refuse vaccines, this pandemic will go on and on and on. Even if America is doing well, the term pandemic really means global. So if vaccines are stopped in Europe, you could develop variants over there, then they come here, they spread more infections. So it's really not about the U.S. just taking care of business and doing well over here. It's really the whole world.
Well, Dr. Fernando, as you bring up the rest of the world, I think we should mention that not only are you one of the top infectious disease doctors in the world, but also you're a humanitarian. You've been traveling all around the world with this program called Mask Up Earth, and you've been giving away masks that you designed. What's it now at 28,000 masks over 7 countries?
Yeah, it's at 28,000 masks. You know, it's such an honor to help people. I realized, remember, when last year when everyone was saying, wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask, but I thought to myself, what if people can access quality masks there, or the poorer people, they can't get this. So I decided, you know, it's out of my own money, really. I said, you know, this is not the time for saving. And I realized as an infectious disease doctor, I have a bigger role in humanity. So we started this program called Mask Up Earth. We've worked with big organizations across the country. It's a pride and honor to serve humanity.
If you want to learn more about Mask Up Earth, you could head to their website, maskupearth.org. Dr. Fernando, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. And stay safe, all of you out there.